Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. Ladies and gentlemen, this interview is brought to you by Burnup Coaching and the 21 Day Challenge. If you're an entrepreneur, high achiever, you're feeling stuck, you're feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, you're not feeling clear on your purpose, your path, your vision, the 21 Day Challenge is exactly what you need to reignite that. You'll get clear on your long-term vision, you'll learn how to break it down into bite-sized steps so you get rid of overwhelm. You banish that overwhelm, you banish that fuzziness, that confusion, that lack of clarity, and you get crystal clear on who you are, what you're all about, and taking those daily actions, okay? So that'll be the very first part, and then you'll have daily accountability for the entire 21 days, weekly deep dive calls to uncover the limiting beliefs, to self-sabotage, the things that's keeping you stuck so that you can succeed like never before. If you want to step into that dojo, send me a message, chris@beyourgps.com. Write in subject line 21 day challenge, and I'll give you more information and see if it's a good fit for you. Good or good? Very good. Looking forward to hearing from you. Next up is the iTunes review of the week, and it's by Cynthia Sundance. Cynthia says, Chris Burns goes deep for you. Chris Burns' sincere and authentic interviewing style is awesome for both his tribe and his guests. He makes sure each deep, juicy conversation is full of enticing insights, stories, tips, and ideas. Thanks, Chris, for showing up, highlighting your guests, and guiding your tribe, because it takes a village for each of us to get up each day and share our gifts as entrepreneurs. We all resonate with different folks. We appreciate your dedication. Thanks so much, Cynthia. If you want to give us a review, go to beyourgps.com/iTunes. You can do that there or search Become Your Greatest Possible Self on the iTunes store or on Facebook and give us a review like that. That's how we roll. Now, this next human being has been a huge, huge part of my life and absolutely massive contribution to me growing into my greatest possible self. And he's going to be coming on in another minute or so here after we do his intro. But before he comes on, I want to encourage you to grab a pen, grab a paper, grab something to take notes with, because he's going to be sharing actionable, practical, strategic tips to help you grow into your greatest possible self, to help you grow your business, to help you grow in your strategy of being an influencer, being someone who makes an impact. He has all kinds of amazing tools and things that really help increase your influence. I've used his tools. I've used one of his guides, one of his ebooks on how to hook big fish influencers, on how to get people onto this show. And it's so awesome. I love this guy. So make sure you stay tuned, because Rob Garcia is an incredible human being. Let's bring up his intro, because I want to get into this conversation. He's overcome a lot. He's had to deal with some serious challenges in the last year, and we're definitely going to be diving into them on this interview. So Rob Garcia is a former high school and college dropout turned PhD and magazine owner. His story of struggle and redemption is a source of pride for many entrepreneurs fighting to find their place in the world. In 2018, he deployed to the Middle East to do combat support and lost his mother halfway through the deployment. He returned with a new passion for his life and business, and he's here to absolutely rock the house with us. Rob, are you ready to throw down, brother?
I'm ready, baby.
Let's do it. Let's do it, man. We lit in here. Thank you so much for being on, Rob. We're going to have a blast, man. I love our conversations. You've been on the show multiple times before, and every time it's just like a powerful conversation and exactly what our audience needs to step up their influence, their impact, and just be real, man. I love how real you are, how genuine, sincere, and how big of a heart you have. So thanks so much for being here, brother.
No problem, Chris. And I want to point out something real quick. When you see me panning around, what do you see? Do you see me in a tiny little dark apartment?
Not anymore.
My magazine in the background.
I love it, man. I love it. Moving on up. One step at a time. Progression, baby. That's the name of the game. Yes. So let's dive right into the theme of the day and the question of the day, which is how to increase your influence. So Rob, I want to get from your perspective, what is influence to you? And in general, how do you increase it?
Influence is your ability to wield power and to create power for others. So that's the way I view it. It's not always tangible and it's not always measurable, but there are things you can look for to know if you have it or not. And that we'll get into my plan in a little bit, my new program, but pretty much it has a lot to do with creating influence / social currency. So your second question was, how do we build it?
Yep.
There are a couple ways, but the fastest way to build influence is to be able to create results for people that is replicable. Like you can do it over and over and over again and create results for people and get actions and create certain outcomes.
Yeah.
And once you do that for people consistently, they're going to turn to you as the person.
Hmm. Dude, freaking powerful, man. I love it. I love it because it's like results is the name of the game. It's what we thrive on as entrepreneurs, as service providers. When we're, it's honestly like a human being integrity thing too. If you're producing results for other people, like you can stand on those, you can be proud of those, you can really use that as your like staging ground to leap to higher heights, to attract more clients and make a bigger difference. So I love that you're really sharing about that and diving into that right away. We'll get into that more in the interview. We're going to talk about your CEQ program in a bit. Before that though, let's go back into the journey, man. For people who are just getting to know you, tell us a little bit more about who you are, and then we'll go back into some of the challenges that you faced getting here. You know, we'll start from the beginning, and then we'll dive even more into this year. So just a little bit more about who is Rob Garcia right now.
Yeah, just for the new fans and listeners, I grew up in a small logging town. I had a learning disability and a lot of alcohol and drug abuse in my family. I ended up failing out of high school and college twice. And it's been a fight, man, just like you. You know, I've gone through my trials and tribulations, but I came out on top, but through a lot of work and a lot of self-growth, development, and surrounding myself with the right people. And so today I sit on a PhD, an MBA, 8 books written, my own magazine. I just finished an event with Manny Wolf, a big 2-day event in 2 different locations where people flew in from other countries to learn media strategies and telling her story. Things are good, man. And I've ascended to a different level and I'm real proud of that, but I've done it through hard work and through creating value through my network. Anybody that knows me, you know, knows that if you work with me, even on not even a cash basis, but more a transactional basis, I will create value for you. I will give you what you need to win.
Yeah, 100%, man. And I'm like firsthand the product of that. I know just even earlier this week, we had an amazing call, man. And you just held me accountable to being an effective influencer, to being someone who's like legit the real deal and expanding in every area that I want to. And you know, that's like, I have a lot of things really working well for me. The 12-hour marathon, you know, I have a heart of gold, great energy, and there's certain things that just weren't quite in alignment. And you've really helped me get clear on those and what's missing in my formula to take me to the next level, to really 10 times my business. So I, you know, firsthand, I totally vouch for you, Rob, and for anyone who's listening or watching, definitely have a conversation with this guy. He'll change your freaking life and be ready to invest so that you can really massively accelerate your results, because Rob is the guy who can take you to where you want to go. So, you know, I really appreciate who you are in the world and what you've done for me already. And I do want to go back into the journey a little bit more for people who are getting to know you. You know, what drives you to be such a hard worker, man? Because you've had to overcome a lot. Like, how did you become that person?
I just went through so many challenging experiences as a kid. I think it toughened me up. A lot of my early life was just survival, like flat out sleeping on the floor, not being able to afford meat, like just not really having any hope and not understanding my place in the world, just feeling empty. And so after a while, you either go down one of two paths. You either get in a lot of trouble and you just give up on yourself and you turn to drugs or alcohol, or you get angry and you realize that your life is worth fighting for and the people around you are worth fighting for. And you have a higher destiny for yourself in your mind. You have to create that vision. So that's just what got me started, man. I started doing beach runs. I started working out more. I started like enrolling in higher education and just doing my very best at everything, like really studying special forces and special ops guys and interviewing like higher level people and just creating that path for myself. I just call it the standard.
Yeah.
And once you adopt, and anybody, no matter what you do, if you're an author, a coach, an entrepreneur, anything, if you have the standard, your life will follow. You just have to follow the standard.
Right. Yeah. 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 I know for you, you went through, you know, serving for our nation, and that was a huge part of your journey. And I think you just earlier this year, I mentioned in your intro that like you went out to serve and then your mom passed away, man. So tell us a little bit more about like how you're out there, you know, doing this good work and you're committed to this standard. And then you also have to manage, you know, like family and balancing with that. How did that work?
Yeah, it was, first of all, I want to give a shout out to all the veterans listening right now, because I appreciate you and all the sacrifices you made for this great country. I'm a 17-year vet. I'm still in. Wow. And I volunteered to take a 6-month combat support deployment in the Middle East. And it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And I'm pretty adept. I'm not an amateur. I don't just, you know, I walk in there with some serious skills, but it was rough, man. It was just a whole different level of technical expertise, pressure. Imagine working at like LaGuardia Airport in the air tower on no experience, right? It's like, and you just step in, they give you the headphones, are like, all right, figure it out. that's the equivalent, man. Running the air picture for Iraq, Afghanistan, the Arabian Gulf all at the same time, dignitary visits, you know, host nation stuff, things you don't think about. Mm. So halfway through this, I got the call that no veteran wants to receive. They said, your mom is going to die in 2 days. Like her vitals are going, you need to call home right now. And I'm just like, okay. You know, how do I compartmentalize this and deal with this on an emotional level? Because we knew that she had terminal cancer and we knew that, you know, her and I had a call before I left. So we kind of prepped for this, but I didn't know like exactly when it was going to happen. And so they gave me that call and I went to my room and then, we got to talk for like an hour and I'm going to write a book about that conversation. It was brutal. But we hashed out everything, all our issues. And at that point, like I had to decide, like, do I hold her accountable for all the bad things that went on in our relationship, mother and son, like crack addiction, neglect, drugs, alcoholism, like all the stuff? Or do I forgive her and just focus on the important stuff she did for me as a mother, a protector, a guide, a friend? And I think I grew up a little bit, Chris, because I had one of those turning points in my life where I realized if our roles were reversed and I was on my deathbed and my only child was there and this is going to be the last conversation, I'd want to be celebrated, not castigated. Right. And so I just talked to her about the good stuff and the important stuff and how she supported me in skateboarding and all the good memories I had and all the things that that she did that made me strong today. Mm. And we had a great conversation for like an hour. And then I called the next day and she passed away in her sleep and it was rough, man. But I came back with a renewed sense of excitement and vigor towards my businesses and towards my life. And, you know, my appreciation for people like you that support me and that work hard every day, you know, and it just, it definitely changed me. It grew me up a little bit, but, I'm just glad that my mom's in a better place now. And the last thing she told me was that she was proud of me for joining the military because no one else in the family would do it. And that's, that means a lot.
What was like the impact of that conversation about, you know, like in the next couple of weeks, like what was going through your mind, you know, processing that?
It helped me to really focus on not worrying about stupid stuff. Mm-hmm. And really just realize that, you know, we create our own power and we can be who we want to be and really focus on the important things. You know, I took my mom for granted many, many years. And I separated myself from my family because I felt there were bad influences on me, almost all of them. And it just, a lot of people have trouble with that decision. And all of us have different levels of contention with our family. But I had to leave my town at like 18 with 1500 miles away because there was just too much bad stuff. Yeah. And I had to go through a couple of years of living hell. And I turned out okay. But, you know, you have to decide what element of toxicity you want to keep in your life and keep close to you, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. What level, you know, and I think that's one of the things that we are not taught how to do is establish boundaries, right? And we have to do that in a way that we respect ourselves, we care about ourselves, we love ourselves, because nobody's going to come establish these boundaries for us. And you knew, like, hey, I can't keep hanging around these people. I can't keep allowing this toxicity to seep into my life because it's totally not working. It's totally bringing me down. It's totally sabotaging me in certain ways. And so you had to make that tough decision. And then later on, when you had more grace, when you had more space, when you had more resourcefulness and love and compassion because you're not in the shit anymore. You were able to like really be there for your mom and say, hey, I'm not going to like hold on to this crap anymore. I'm willing to let it go and just let you know like how much I love you and forgive you and, you know, how awesome you are and celebrate your mom rather than, like you said, hold that over her.
Yeah, man. And I could have been real contentious and could have really brought up some stuff. And I didn't, I felt there was no point to it. You know, this is a person choking on their blood, on their deathbed, on their last breaths, telling me how proud they are of me. You know, it would be self-serving to not send them out with pride and honor and respect, you know. And I'm not going to lie, man, I'm a very passionate, very vengeful person. You know, if you mess me over, I'm gonna find you and get you back. That type of person. There's a lot of East Coast in me for some reason.
Yeah.
But honestly, like at that point, I knew it was the right thing to do. You know, Chris, you're a very spiritual guy and you're into the universe. And I knew that was the universally correct thing to do. That would pay off dividends to send someone off properly and to be respectful.
What effect do you think that had on your business and coming back to, you know, reality, so to speak, not being deployed, but back to civilian life and your business?
It definitely made me realize that I need to focus more on relationships. That I've kept a lot of people at a distance in my life, whether it's personal, dating, family, even friends, even you know, people that I care about and I love immensely. But I keep them at a distance just because I've spent my whole life fighting for my independence. And when I came back and just, you know, talking to my mom, like that was when I realized how important it is to have connection, man. And on a business level, you know, and I'm being real serious for the people listening now. This is the first light bulb. This is the first thing you need to write down. Totally. Connection is everything, not sales. And so I focused on, I worked with David DiGiorgio some time ago, about a year ago, and he flat out told me, he's like, Rob, you're not connecting with your audience. They are not seeing you for how wonderful you are because you're this big, tough military guy that, you know, is angry and is pushing people away. But, you know, you're not branding yourself as this approachable, wonderful, you know, brilliant human being. Change your branding, stop calling yourself Dr. Rob, and just be a human being that loves people and they'll respond. And they did. David, God bless him. David turned my business around with that advice. He really did.
Oh, that's incredible. So as far as being connected, what is that? What is real connection these days? Because we can take that as sending a message. We can say happy birthday. We can say congratulations on your, you know, new program. What is real connection for you?
I'm going to tell you right now, if your network right now, and think about everybody, like not just the people on Facebook, but the people that you know in your town, you know, whoever, like I'm talking business now, but your network is one person. How do you treat them? You just try and sell to them? Or do you actually keep track of what's going on in their life? Do you reach out to them when you know they're in pain? Do you reach out and just once in a while, check on them on a Thursday night and just say, hey, I was just thinking about you. I hope you're doing well. You're really important to me. You know, just send genuine love, because I get these messages sometimes from people. And my God, Chris, it is such a universal pat on the back sometimes. It's somebody I haven't seen in weeks. And they'll reach out to me and they're like, you know, I've been super busy, but I've seen your stuff for a while. And I just wanted to reach out to you and make sure you're okay. And that means the world to me. And that's what you have to do to create connection. You have to just show that you actually care what happens to people. It's that simple.
So how do you manage the trade-off between reaching more people and reaching a wider audience and going deeper with a select few? Like how do we, you know, prospect and reach new people while also continuing to nurture the existing relationships?
Oof. It's a tough one, because what we're getting into is categorization. You and I had a good conversation about that.
Yep.
Because you'd never want to get to the point, because when you get to a certain point in business, you start becoming popular and you start having a crazy network. And Chris, I've been spying on you. You're near the max of Facebook friends, right? So you're in the high 4,000s. I've been watching your stuff.
I've had to delete so many, man. It's such a pain.
Exactly. You gotta call the herd, right? You gotta figure out who's creating value, who's delivering, and who's that weird girl from the Philippines that keeps trying to marry you. At least that's what it is with me. Yes. Random strangers who want to talk about silly stuff that doesn't affect me. A point. You have to categorize in your network people at different levels. Hmm. And some people you have to create stronger relationships than with others. Don't try and please everybody. Don't try and get back to everybody. Just understand that some business relationships are going to yield better fruit than others. And it sounds cold. It sounds self-serving. But honestly, you have to take charge of your time. And you have to realize, you have to act like your time is $1,000 an hour. You just do. There is no more time for people to randomly hit you up and want 20 minutes of your time, you know, and you to give it to them like nothing. They should have a layer. Yeah. They should not be able to just reach you and talk to you. You are Chris Burns, for God's sakes. The mighty. Let me preface that. Excuse me, as it was. The mighty Chris Burns. Yes. So when, next time somebody tries to message you and says, hey, bro, can I get a 10-minute phone call with you? You'll get to them when you get to them. Hmm. Unless they're like, hey, Chris, I want to hire you now, right now. Right. Send me the invoice. Then they go up on the priority list. Right. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Right. My priority list is infuriating to some, and I don't care. If they don't like my priority list, they need to get higher up on the list.
Yeah.
I worked my ass off to get higher up on the list.
Totally.
So at the very top, and this is, you got a preview of this the other day, but it's interesting because I have elite VIP, I have VIP, I have paid clients, media, warm leads, fans, and then like my Facebook group members and then strangers. Those are the categories, right? Yep. And so by doing this, I eliminate frivolous conversations during business hours. I pretty much pan out the hobbyists that just want to have a 30-minute combo, waste my time, and then not use the advice that I give them because they're not doers. And then I create value for the people that are actually going to reciprocate. And you know, trade off services and promote me when I promote them, things like that. People that actually have reach. Yeah. And if people are bothered by that or they're like, I can't reach you, bro. You're always so busy. Well, guess what? Start a podcast. Create value for yourself. Be a higher level, you know, a higher value friend. I mean, that's the bottom line. I can't give free advice all day. I'm not a fortune cookie factory.
Right. Yeah, no, I love that. It's like you can create ways to add value, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a weekly interview show, whether it is, you know, creating a telesummit, a multi-speaker event, a book with multiple contributors and authors, whatever that is. There's so many different ways to add value to people to move up that list. I love how you said that, because that was one of my biggest pain points in the beginning, is I felt like, man, I just don't really have that much to add value to add to these big name influencers. And I'm like, well, you know, I create a podcast, create a show, like, so I can interview these people. So I have a platform that is worthwhile. And now all of a sudden, in these people's eyes, I just moved up, you know, like three, four rings on the ladder so that they want to spend time and invest time with me.
Now I'm going to take you deeper down the rabbit hole, Chris, because one thing I do teach clients is influencer recruitment strategies, like how to partner up with famous people. It's the reason you look at my wall and there's a 7-figure, you know, business owner and a reality star that was in Delta Force.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ever got business advice from Delta Force? It's pretty good. It helps to show your audience that your business cares. And it's part of your business's culture and personality. So for example, Marshall had Larry Tucker, who helps out kids that have been human trafficked, right? In Mexico, Marshall goes there every Tuesday and he takes care of these kids. And so they run this amazing organization and they help these kids out. And I did my last event with Manny and we raised money from veteran-owned sponsors to help a Purple Heart recipient come to the event. We paid for his whole ticket through sponsors.
Wow.
And it was an honor, right? And these are the things you do in order to, like I said, align with the cause. I mean, not only will it make you feel amazing, but you're doing social good. You're giving good out to the universe and you're creating, you're creating social proof for everybody. And when you do that, Chris, you come from a place of selflessness, not selfishness. And I know a lot of business owners, they're just out for the bottom line. Like, how much money did I make today? And I'm more like, whose life did I make better today?
Yeah.
Because you and I, Chris, at the level we're at, we have power. Yeah. You know, this is influence. This is power. Media, you know, reach, connections, a strong network. You know, forget about the money, dude. We have the ability to change people's lives.
Yeah.
There have been times when you've called me out of the blue, screaming in my ear like Jerry Maguire. And I have loved it because it's exactly what I needed at that point in my day. But that's the power you have to motivate people to get off their ass and do something about their lives. Yeah. Sick of it, right? So that's just, when you get to that level where you can change people's lives with like a 15-minute phone call or some type of action or set, you know, introducing them to the right person that's right. going to change their life, you know, do it. That's what real power and influence is about.
Dude, 100%, man. And I think a lot of us take for granted what we have, you know, take for granted the influence, the network, the people that we have. And it's like, we're always looking for more. We're always looking outside of what already we have in the network that we have, the connections. And I think that's a reoccurring theme in this is just to like go deeper with the current network that you have, the people that you know. Yes, there's always going to be, you know, new people coming into your life. There's always going to be people going, coming and going kind of thing. And for the most part, a lot of people are pretty stable. And if you take the time to learn about them and know what they need, you told me two things that are like the most important thing to know about other people. One is what do they do? And two is what do they need? You know, like that, like what does someone need? If you're constantly aware of that, then you can be aware and have your periphery, you know, scanning the environment of, you know, what are the top things that I'm looking for my network, the closest people, the VIPs, whatever, who are committed to growing and who I want to support and who I want to channel my focus, my energy, my resources into to help them grow.
Exactly. And you're right, dude, because once you get that in your brain and you program your brain like that to look out for people,
yeah,
it becomes almost a game. Like yeah. I go on Facebook and I'll see somebody that's like saying, hey, who do you know? It's a graphic designer. I'm just like, oh, Lee Mosler, 50 yep. bucks a month. Boom. I'll pop his name in there. I'll tag him. That's a new client right there. And in 10 seconds, I've created stronger social currency with Lee. Mm. I've given somebody a quality website and then I look awesome. That's about creating value, baby. Connecting yeah. people.
Yeah. What would you say is the most important part about creating value in posts, in content, in, you know, we mentioned a couple different types of content that we can release, but how do we make that content valuable? What do we need to know about that?
Content that's valuable has to teach in a certain way, and it has to fill a need. You know, Tony Robbins said it in a very simplistic way. He says, everything we do is either augment pleasure or reduce pain.
Right.
And so if you want to make content that really, really affects your audience in a good way, you know, figure out what their problems are. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know, take a poll. You know, this is market research. This is just marketing 101, but create content that either solves problems or creates opportunity. Mm-hmm. And that's next level stuff though. Right. So what are opportunities? Like teaching people, like two people I know that are very, very good at this are Jeff Hunter and Kamanzi Costable. Mm-hmm. Kamanzi writes posts about once a week. Like all his posts are good, but once a week, he will crack one out of the park. He'll be like, oh, these 10 companies are looking for paid speakers. Mm. Here's the marketing director's email, right? Damn. And he'll just bust out these posts. I have never saved so many posts from one person before as I have with Kamanzi. He's an animal. I had a call with him. He's the nicest dude ever. But when he breaks out one of these crazy posts, he's creating opportunities and value for an audience. And just the comments on these posts are incredible. Just, Kamanzi, thank you. You changed my life. This was incredible, bro. Mm. You know, they show such gratitude and reverence for him because he's doing something great. Mm. And then like Jeff Hunter, his posts are interesting because he creates value for people and he brags about his teams he puts together and the impact, the cultural impact he's having on his teams in other countries, like his international team, the Philippines, all that stuff. And he really celebrates his employees, which is something I like about Jeff.
Hmm.
And then he talks about the bad stuff in business. He talks about what it's like, you know, if you have to dispute a contract or there's talk of a lawsuit or, you know, some awful, awful client was just a super pain in the ass. Like Jeff really does a whole back. He breaks it down. And lately, Jeff's been calling out phonies like crazy. You're not a digital marketer if you haven't built three brands. Shut up. He's just out there hammering. And he even came down on me one day a little bit. He's like, doesn't look like you have much of a brand, bro. And he wasn't saying it in a mean way. He was right. But so I was writing about my brand, but he was right. I have a company. Like I have a fledgling baby brand, but I have a company. Mm. And so I reached out to him and I made him a custom video and I thanked him. I was like, dude, you know, on the surface it seemed harsh, but I took it as a compliment because it's like getting guidance from Gary Vee, you know, right. A very accomplished person reached out. And even though on the surface, it seems like they're kind of poking at you a little bit, it's said with love and it's said to make you think. So that's how you create, that's how you really create high end content, is to create opportunities for people and to impart things that they wouldn't normally be able to find on their own, like quickly.
So what I heard is, especially for Kimanzi, it's like he specializes, I think, in getting people press, right, and publicity and stuff like that. So if he wants to solve their problems, that's one of the ways he solves their problems. But he also is like, hey, you know, I'm not necessarily going out and getting all these speaking gigs, but what I can do is have a network and a resource, and I do this better than most, or I'm able to compile this information, or I'm willing to put in the time, and I create a list of, let's say, 10 different people who are hiring speakers. And speakers are like, damn, Kimanzi, this is epic. Like, thank you so much. And what else do you do? Oh, you get me on publications. You get me media opportunities, whatever it might be. Okay, cool. Like, you already gave me massive value here. Like, totally, I'll invest to be able to get more of what I want, which you've already gotten me. You have a track record of getting me what I want.
Yeah, the biggest thing Kimanzi does, it's not as much as PR. It is some speaking, but it's mostly consulting. Like, he's good at finding all these companies that need consultants in various areas, and then he'll just bust out this post with all the contact info and in the description. And he's really good at what he does. He's a very detail-oriented writer. And another thing he's done is he's been really good at telling his story, you know, the ups and downs about what it was like. Same with Jeff Hunter. Like, those, both those guys have, like, risen from almost nothing, like very, very hard times, just like I have. And prolific is how I would describe both of them.
Yeah. Damn, man. That's incredible. So as far as the CEQ, tactical CEQ, is there anything else that you want our audience to know about the program, the formula to be able to step into their influence, step into their brand evolution and be able to make a bigger impact and make more profits?
The biggest thing is that I'm just saying, if somebody is in that rut, where for months they've just been chasing clients, they've just been putting up page after page after page, freebie to discovery call, all this stuff, and none of it's working. The fundamentals of CEQ can save your ass, because I was the exact same way. And I just manipulated certain elements and variables in my life, and anyone can do this. And it just made me look far more professional and it made me a lot more popular. So first of all, I identified my avatar for customers, and I was real specific about it, and I found my audience, Chris. So my avatar is a veteran business owner, usually male, 28 to about 48, wears hats, has a family, likes guns, drinks beer. That is my exact avatar. And so guess what? Now that I've niched that down, I know how to write content to them that appeals to them. Yeah. I know how to tell stories in my life where they say, oh, wow, bro, that happened to me too. I understand. And then they reach out to me. That's how you create the connection. That's another way, is writing for connection. So CEQ is a godsend for people that know they're good at something, that have a talent, have an aptitude, but just haven't really been able to connect to the right audience yet. So it's a combination of a couple things. And in my program, 6 weeks long, every week I teach them something that will help raise their CEQ. So I'll teach you, like I taught you earlier, how to, like, recruit influencers. Right. I'll teach you how to post your social media strategically to create impact for your network. I'll teach you, like, how to create a platform, Chris. So you created a platform, a legendary one. You know, I created one, and it's done nothing but yield gold. You know, whether it's income, whether it's social currency, all this different stuff. But CEQ essentially is just it's going to change the game, man, because it can work for anybody. It can work for entrepreneurs, for authors, for business owners, insurance agents. I've had real estate agents that are very interested in the program because they're fighting against every real estate agent out there. If you're in a saturated industry, CEQ is perfect for you. Photography, fitness instructor, you know, real estate, anything where you've got a ton of people fighting for the same clients, this is how you stand out.
Yeah. That's awesome. And we do have Brian Jones, who's in the audience. He's going to be coming on after you. He said, I have bought from Rob in the past. Great value. So, dude, Brian, thank you so much for sharing.
Team Pocahontas, ask Brian about that. He's a great dude. See, that's part of connection, Chris. It's knowing these little things about people.
Yep. 100%, man. 100%. So in terms of like what challenges you're seeing people go through on Facebook, can you just give us a little bit more of a highlight of what they're struggling with, who would be a perfect fit for the CEQ program?
Yeah, the biggest thing that people aren't doing is they aren't asking for help and they aren't reaching out to experts. I mean, there are a lot, you know, you hear a lot about all the ripoff artists out there and people that are just BSing, like digital marketers, just sell them a crap product and move on to the next person. But there are a lot of reputable people, Chris, like you and I are reputable, period, dot, that can get stuff done at a much faster rate. And we're experts for a reason, because we've honed our craft, we've had training, you know, we've gotten certification, we've gotten degrees, whatever. And CEQ is good for people that already have an adaptable skill set, that already know they're very good at what they're doing. They are just not popular. And CEQ will make you popular because it combines both exposure and visibility. So it's going to get your close network in person in your city, and it's going to get your international network so that people all over the world can see you.
Right.
And I'm living proof. If you guys need a demonstration of power, Google Rob Garcia, the Warrior Strategist, and just watch that Google feed fill up. And that's all CEQ principles. No SEO, no Facebook ads, no gaming the system. That's all organic, just from CEQ principles.
Damn. So powerful, man. So in terms of being an expert these days, can you recap on what is required to be an expert and then recap on what is required to be a celebrity and then combine the two?
Being an expert means you are powerful enough to actually guide your industry. Now think about that, Chris. Not just participate. I'm saying guide, right? It means that you can create ripples. And being a celebrity just means you have enough exposure and visibility to where people are familiar with you, right? And then the combination of the two, CEQ, means when people recognize you, they recognize you for what you're an expert in. There's the combination, man, like Voltron coming together. Yeah, I really am that dumb.
Voltron.
Serious, man. It's like a bunch of robotic lions, right? You got your expert, you got your celebrity status, you combine the two, it comes out, and then boom, you got this giant, like, talking robot lion, and that's CEQ, I guess.
I love it, man. I love it. I want to dive into what do you do to like really keep yourself on track and productive? Because I know you have some really powerful strategies and you know, systems and stuff that keeps you productive and performing at the highest level. Tell us a little bit more about those.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great question too, because it gets to show people really how demented I am. I don't have an assistant, which I'm changing soon. But I work off of three different schedules, right? And this is what keeps me going, because my average day, like, I have client work, I have multiple media appearances, I have to create content. I'm across 11 different mediums, Chris, which means that I have like a Facebook group, Success is Yours with Dr. Rob. I got my Facebook main feed, Twitter, LinkedIn. I have the compendium, which is my weekly email. I have Shift Magazine once a month. And then on top of that, you know, once in a while, I actually like to go out with friends or go on a date or something. But I operate off of three different schedules. So I have a schedule for the week, which is just what is going on. You were actually on here in circle because you're important, Chris.
Yes.
So I have that. I have a daily schedule, which just reminds me what activity that I should be doing at certain hours of the day.
Right.
Okay. And then I have a social media schedule, which says, oh, hey, on this day, you need to post here. On this day, you need to post here. And then if it's pink and circled, it can be automated using Buffer.
Love it.
So by using three different schedules, it helps to maximize my productivity. It helps to like narrow the shiny object syndrome, the squirrel syndrome, and it helps keep me positioned and focused on what I need to do. And on top of that, every single week, I have an income goal and I have a productivity goal, you know, because I'm working on projects at all any given time. I have a full line of eBooks for business. I have the veteran eBook I just released. You know, I sold out the pre-launch. It was pretty awesome.
It's awesome.
But I'm constantly building eBooks, building courses. I've got another event I'm planning. That's going to be very CEQ heavy with Manny Wolf and Juliet Tangen. That's going to be in the end of January. So you're going to start seeing some serious marketing on that bad boy.
Boom.
But yeah, man, it's just if you're going to be a high level producer, you know, you have to have these systems in place, Chris. I'm sure yours are just as powerful.
Yeah.
You know, this stuff may this stuff intimidates a lot of people. They're like, dude, there's something wrong with you. But hey, if you see the amount of stuff I put out, if you see the level at which I perform, yep. you know, it's what you have to do. You yeah. cannot be ordinary. You don't get up at like 9 o'clock. I'm up at like 4 or 5 every single day. And for a while, I was doing, I think, 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. with like 2 naps during the day. And I was getting a lot done. It's it's rough, but I know it's temporary. And it's just a, you know, a stepping stone on the way up, because I came to win, dude. There's no other philosophy that you need to take upon yourself.
Right. And I think the philosophy that gets you to 6 and 7 figures is, how can I delegate more? How can I systemize more? How can I automate more? How can I, you know, take more things off my plate, those lower value activities that, you know, like freaking graphic design, or, you know, even writing blog posts. At a certain point, you're like, hey, someone else can take this. They can, you know, channel my message, channel my voice, and they can create that if that's possible, you know. But I think it's like looking at what is the different ways that you can delegate and outsource, so you can take your business to the next level and really free up your time to do more of that genius work.
No, exactly, Chris. And you just nailed it, because the way that I teach my clients, there's 3 income tiers. The first thing you should do in business, no matter what you do, is get a sustainable model that gets you to $5,000 a month.
Yeah.
Once you get to $5,000 a month, then, like you said, that's when you automate. That's when you delegate. That's when you do the ClickFunnels pages for upsells. That's when you get an assistant. That's when you get the Buffer and the Hootsuite and the Edgar, so you don't do your social media anymore. Right. Hello, McFly. But yeah, I'm about to hire Tamara Collins to help me with my social media stuff. She's nice. Super powerful and talented. So we're working on that. But yeah, once you get to tier 2, once you've proven that you're getting over $5,000 a month, automate and delegate. So tier 3 at the bottom, up to $5,000, 0 to $5,000, is just prove the model. Get the sales consistently. Right. Create the low-end audience. Tier 2, automate and delegate. Tier 3 is just giving orders to your management team and leading large groups of people. When you get to tier 1, when you get to $10,000 a month, it's all about high-tier management.
Yeah. Dude, so powerful, man. So, Rob, we're beginning to wrap up now. And final takeaway that you want to really give our audience, that you want them stepping into, taking action on because of this interview.
I want to tell people right now, and I want to challenge them. You know, I want you to think about your life. And if you are not making the money you want, if you are not living the lifestyle that you love, it's time to ask yourself why and stop making excuses. And one of the best things they can do, Chris, honestly, is to reach out to you and freaking hire you. All right. Because you guys need a fire lit under your ass, and it's time to stop making excuses for stuff or worrying what people think about you. I don't wake up with any doubts or reservations. I don't care what anyone says about me. And trust me, I've gotten some very, very nasty comments from people much richer than I am. And I don't care at all. They can say whatever they want to say. That's fine. I don't live in any fear whatsoever. Because I know that at the end of the day, like, I've served my audience. I serve with compassion and integrity. And the people I work with trust me. I've never been asked for a refund in 14 years in business.
That's amazing.
That means something.
Yeah.
I know it's going to happen eventually it's bound to happen. But if somebody is not fulfilled in their life, if they're not making enough money, Chris, honestly, I would tell them not to hire me, to hire you, because you're the one that aligns them. You're the one that's aligned me over the years several times. You're the one that pushes me out of my comfort zone and makes me great. And so you have all these programs, all these calls, all this stuff you can do to help people. And if they're not getting what they need out of life, they need to talk to you, buddy.
That's right. In terms of fulfillment, 100%, I'm the name in town. And Rob, dude, you're a freaking powerhouse strategist, you're a powerhouse brand builder, and you're a powerhouse at getting people to strategize on how to succeed, how to take their business to the next level. So if you're looking for that, if you're, you know, you got a successful model, sustainable model, or maybe you're just pissed off and things aren't working at the level of success, at the level of consistency that you want, but they're working, definitely call Rob. Definitely have a conversation with you, Rob, because you're a freaking brilliant dude. And every time I see you post, every time I see you put something into the social media space, it's like you care. You're sharing yourself. You're sharing your heart. You're sharing value. You're sharing someone else. And you're really putting people in the spotlight. You're amazing at doing that. And I know how much you really want people to succeed and stay empowered. So, dude, you're a freaking powerhouse. How do people take that next step with you if they want to work with you, Rob?
Thanks, brother. If they want to sign up, and I highly advise they just jump on a call with me. And 20-minute calls are free. They just need to go to my main website, yournextlevelofsuccess.com, and we'll set up that call. We'll get it going. And I'm warning people right now, if they're going to reach out to me, I'm going to make them do the work. Yes. If you are an excuse maker, if you're a person that wakes up in your own fear, any of that stuff, do not contact me, because I will push you to be great. I get up at 4 a.m. I go run to the beach. I am a psychopath. And if you're going to get my world, you're going to pay dearly, but you're also going to see those results. I'm just warning you. I turn out weak people immediately.
Yes. Yes, man. I love it. I love it, Rob. Dude, you're a powerhouse. Everyone, definitely stay connected with Rob. Have a conversation with him. See where it will take you. Your greatest heights. Rob, you're a powerhouse, man. I can't say it enough. You're a powerhouse. You're a powerhouse. Dude, your brilliance is just like on fire, and I love it. So everyone listening or watching, go to yournextlevelsuccess.com, schedule a call with Rob. And dude, thank you so much for being here and sharing so much value, so much wisdom with our audience and helping us become celebrities and experts in raising our CEQ, man.
Thank you, brother. Greatest possible self.
That's right. GPS, baby. Let's do it.
Right.
Awesome, man. We'll see you soon, okay? From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you're committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.employeeescapeplan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, beyourgps.com, and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.